Good morning, friends. It's August the 20th. It is a Wednesday in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. You know, as I was coming on this today, just now, I just started singing out a new song. And I think I was just sitting here and I just started singing it. And, you know, when you catch a melody, Willie Nelson once famously said, he said, you know, the sky is filled with melodies. You just have to reach up and pull one down. But when you get a melody and then you get some lyrics with it, you know, as a songwriter, you better write it down, and not only write it down, you better sing it. Sometimes I'll pick up my phone if I get a song and some lyrics and a melody, and I'll just call up my friend Chris Tomlin's voicemail and sing it on the voicemail so he can hear it and tell me how bad it is or not. Anyhow, I want to sing this one to you, okay? I just got it. Now, I'll lose it if I don't sing it because I'm into this recording now. This is Valley. This is Valley number 18. You ready? I will rejoice. This is my choice. And I lift my voice. And I will rejoice in you. I will rejoice. This is my choice. To lift my voice and rejoice in you. How about that? Y'all, we just went there together. Nobody's ever even heard that. And of course, it comes out of where we are in this text. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. Y'all, I've been trying to learn this so long, and I finally am, I don't know, maybe I'm beginning to learn it, but I'm joyful to share that song with you all today. So, there it is. Chris Tomlin, if you're listening, there you go. Let's talk about it. Let's write a full song around it. All right. Boy, I'm out of sync again today. And that's what life does. It, especially descent number 17, disorients you. It gets you out of the, you know, I want to say groove, but hey, maybe it's a rut. Maybe it gets you out of the rut and into a new groove. Well, let's consecrate ourselves before the Lord today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. Yeah, I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our entry today, our title, the tiniest, most powerful pivot word in the Bible. You're wondering what that is. I think you can hear it even as I read the text today. Our text is, again, we've made camp, friends. You're in your RV and I'm in my tent. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Hear now the word of the Lord. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Did you catch the little tiniest, the tiniest, most powerful pivot word in the Bible? Did you catch it? Well, you'll hear it here, I think. One of the hardest things about descent number 17 is the way we keep thinking it is going to end soon. Like maybe after no figs, and then the grapes are gone. Then it comes to no olives, and you think that will be the bottom of it. Next, it's no grain. Surely things will turn around soon. Then it's no sheep. Sometimes when I'm at Costco and see someone with 3 cases of wine in their shopping cart, I think to myself, they just can't let the grapes go. Can we be honest? In the midst of descent number 17, we just want someone to make it stop. We want to escape it. Then it's no cattle. Trials of many kinds, as James says, can sometimes come in unending waves, especially as we age. The doctor speaks the dreaded C word, but they think they caught it early and it's not that aggressive. The surgery doesn't get it all. Then the news, it has spread into the lymph nodes. Then your spouse falls and breaks their hip. And all this while you're trying to move into assisted living. And they're trying to age you out of your job. And now they want to take your car keys away from you. Who are these people? My people used to say old age is overrated. I'm hearing some amen corners out there. Do I need to encourage you to remember the most neglected affirmation of faith that must be affirmed out loud in these times? Here's the quote. This is a test of my faith. There it was in James 1, verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Then someone in their 30s, posing as Aristotle, says to you, this too shall pass. And you think to yourself, right, like a kidney stone, it just doesn't qualify as biblical encouragement. No. We need to know Jesus is bringing the encouragement and the perseverance by the transfusion of the Holy Spirit. We just have to stop trying to escape the trials and learn how to participate in what He is doing, which is to say, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything, James 1:4. The telltale sign that perseverance is finishing its work is joy. There is a kind of joy that runs alongside the happiness of life's blessings. These are those gifted times and places in life we can truly enjoy. Then there's another kind of joy that begins to stir in the darkest night. It is not born of happy circumstance and good blessings. This is not the joy of enjoyment. There is nowhere to turn for relief, which is why these occasions tend to be fraught with despair and depression. It is in this place that we have the chance to discover one of the tiniest terms in the Bible. It is a pivot word, the tiniest, strongest little word this side of heaven. You saw it in the text. Yet. Y-E-T. Yet. It is the first word of the song of Valley, number 18. This little word functions like a pair of binoculars through which we look back up the long, steep climb of descent number 17. No figs, no grapes, no olives, no grain, no sheep, no cattle. Yet. And it's interesting. It's not none of that, not yet. It's yet I will rejoice. If we want to stretch this word out to its longest possible and most substantial rendering, we might say, nevertheless. But we can't go around this word. This is the little word of reckoning, or I spell it out W-R-E-C-K-O-N-I-N-G, reckoning, to be more true to the reality. Yet signifies everything is not fixed or restored or even improving. Yet. What begins as a whisper must become a shout. For you musicians among us, yet moves like the crescendo from pianissimo to fortissimo. I like to start out whispering the word and then let it grow slowly in volume. At the midway point, I will get out of my chair and begin to walk around the house saying it louder and louder until I am shouting it. Then I begin to extend my arms and hands upward with each shout. As I did it today, somewhere along the way, the yet transformed into a yes. I call it yetting. So the invitation today, if you find yourself in descent number 17, let the yet lead you to the yes. Undoubtedly, you know someone in the descent right now. If so, begin to say and pray like this on their behalf. Yetting. Yet. 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 Yes. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this guidance. That the way to yes is yet. Jesus, no one shows us this better than you, who in the deepest, darkest descent number 17 ever recorded in human history said, yet not my will, but yours be done. Your yet leads us to your yes. We pray for those who find themselves at the end of their rope today, who don't want to go on. We prophesy this little word yet into them now. Holy Spirit, lead us into this mystery, this place of profound courage, of deepest truth, of invincible and inescapable life. For your name's sake, Jesus. Amen. Our journal prompts. So, what keeps you from declaring the yet? As in, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Are you still waiting on things to get better before you can go there? Are you still looking for the circumstantial blessings in order to rejoice in the Lord? Which is to say, are you still waiting for happiness to come again? How about we opt for joy in this moment? It is hard, isn't it? Can we be honest? Even if it is not the answer we want to have, we'd like to have right now. Yet, we're going to sing a great hymn of worship today. Dad's going to be with me to sing it. How Great Thou Art. It's number 32 in our Seedbed Hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise. If you want to hold that page, that little song. Let's see if I can remember it again here. That's a test of a good melody, really. Let's see if I can remember the words. Let's see. I will rejoice. It is my choice to lift my voice. I will rejoice in you. I will rejoice. This is my choice to lift my voice. I will rejoice. There's the chorus. I remembered it. All right. We're going to see where that goes. Some of you guys out there may want to build on it, write some verses. Let's just write a song, friends, right here in the valley floor, the valley number 18. Those become the songs in the night that can stir us in the fight to contend for the light and discover in our weakness the Lord's might. Oh, boy, there's another song. All right, y'all ready to sing? Let's sing today. Are you being encouraged? Are you feeling encouraged today? I'm feeling it, and I'm just like, what I have, I give you. Be encouraged. Let's sing. All right, we're ready to sing. We're going to be singing one of the great ones. See, this feels like a hymn that's been around for 200 years. It was actually written in 1949, How Great Thou Art. It's number 32 in our hymnal. And you can get ready. How Great Thou Art. Dad's with me today. You know whose favorite hymn this was, Dad?
Who's that?
Peepaw.
All right. We're doing this in memory of Peepaw.
Dad's dad. Martin Lee Walt.
Senior.
Okay. You ready? I'll sing all four verses. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountains grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. when Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Amen. You know, I have a memory, Dad, of when Peepaw was really getting toward the end. He was in the hospital there in Dumas, and I remember he had broken his back. And he was in enormous pain. And I just was in the hospital, and I was just talking to him. And then I left, and as I left the room, he started singing. And I could hear him from the hall.
Is that right?
That song.
Praise the Lord.
He was singing that song, How Great Thou Art. And that's, you know, that's what we're talking about here on the wake-up call, about being at the bottom in the valley where it's painful and dark and discouraging, things are not going well. Yet, the Bible says, that's what we've talked about, the tiniest, most powerful pivot word in the Bible, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Nevertheless, right? This time, Leah said, I will praise the Lord. It's through the pain. It's through the loss. It's through the despair. Yet, I will praise the Lord. I will rejoice in God, my Savior.
Amen.
That's what we got to do. That's what we want to do.
Yep.
And that's how we see through to the other side. That's how Jesus, you know, the Bible says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Well, we got to wrap it on Wednesday. We got to help other people get over the hump this week. Be on the lookout. You're running into all kinds of people. You're going to be sondering. Jesus is sondering today. You remember from last week. And he's just with you, and he's going to move through you today. So just be attentive to, be attuned to him and attentive to people. It'll work out.
And I tell you, your good friends, greet them today with praise the Lord.
Okay. All right, everybody. We'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.